This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to share a powerful story with you told by somebody I know, and Annie knows. There was a man in the church that we served in Columbus for 18 years, one of the elders when I first began the ministry back in 1976. He was an elder in the church. He was the first casualty from Franklin County, Ohio, Columbus, listed in the Columbus Dispatch newspaper when the report was given about D-Day, Normandy, June 6, 1944. So just remember, the Columbus Dispatch comes out and they list the casualties from Franklin County, Ohio. And the first name that's given is Marion Gray from Groveport, Ohio, just on the southeast side of Columbus. And so he was a medic, and he was landed on the beach at Normandy with his medical gear to treat wounded soldiers, and the shrapnel doesn't discern who's who, and he was hit by shrapnel, had to be taken to a ship back in the water, a hospital ship where he had surgery and recovered. Now, come with me. That's 1944. 65 years later, he's at the 65th anniversary, 2009, of Normandy. He's there at the services that are there and observances that are there. And this was so touching to me that Marion shared this with me. They were there at the end of the day on June 6, 2009. And it was the end of the day where two of the attendants in the cemetery at Normandy were taking down the flag. And they saw Marion Gray in his uniform. He still could wear a uniform 65 years later. There's not many men or women who could wear something they had from 65 years earlier, but he did, and it fit him. I couldn't believe it when I saw the picture. And he said, "You don't know how emotional it was to help to retire the flag 65 years later and to salute the flag and to hear taps being played as they retired the flag at night at 5 o'clock in the evening." And here's what he said that was so touching to me. He said, "When I was lying on that beach, June 6, 1944, bleeding, not knowing if I'm going to make it or not, I had no idea that 65 years later, 65 years later, I would be back in the same place in a cemetery with thousands of graves and crosses there, helping to retire the flag after a memorial service." He said, "Can you imagine how mind-boggling that was for me to go from one extreme to the other 65 years later? May I suggest to you that's nothing compared to what can happen in a man's life who has no idea what repentance will do in his life. And a woman who has no idea what repentance can mean to her future. What a young person, a teenager, has no idea what repenting, going before the Lord and say, 'Lord, I'm not just saying I'm sorry, I'm repenting. I'm turning 180 degrees away from my past and toward you.'" And the reason I know it's so important is because Jesus twice in Luke 13 says, "Unless you repent, you too will perish." Twice. How many times does he have to say it before you and I believe it? 5 times? 10 times? No, he only has to say it once, but he said it twice, and I take note of that. God is the God of the second chance and the third chance, as I said earlier. He's the God who gives you another chance. You know what it's called? Today. You know what it's called? Tomorrow. You know what it's called? The day after tomorrow. Every day is a chance to be in a right relationship with the God who made you through His Son.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.